Hi, today I would like to talk about forgiveness. It's been in the air a lot recently. I've been running a series of meditation circles and we've been looking at forgiveness. But it's also personally an area in my life that I visit many times, and I see it coming up in healings a lot. So it feels quite right that some of the words around this are aired. What do we mean when we say to forgive? You know, it can sometimes be the hardest thing that we're asked to do, to forgive something that happened to us in the past, or to forgive a person or an event, because there's so much emotion often tied around this event or this person. And we know that until we forgive, we can't truly let the energy of that event go. So we can't be in flow. So while we're in a state of lack of forgiveness, of anger or resentment or pain or hostility, we are in a state of resistance. Forgiveness allows us to flow. It allows the energy to flow. It allows that is right for us to come to us because we're letting go of what we no longer need. But it's a pretty tall order. It's a big ask when, you know, oftentimes people have endured great trauma and are now having to work on how to forgive that, forgive the person or forgive the event, when all they really want to do is wreak revenge. Turn the other cheek. How do we do that? How do we do that? I think it's one of our biggest asks. I really do. And I think if we can get to a space where we can truly turn the other cheek and forgive, we've truly found a way to have mastery over our emotions. I just find it a beautiful, beautiful practice and one that I still struggle with, but I know that when I get to that space of forgiveness, how much lighter I feel every time and freer, and then how much beauty can start to come into my life and does. There are many different ways of approaching forgiveness, but there are a few things that have become clear to me, and I'm simply sharing my findings on forgiveness. Some may resonate and some may not. I believe we forgive the person, but we do not forgive the action. And we forgive the person because we see underneath the action, underneath what this person has done, is a soul encased in a human form that is doing the best that it can. That soul, that human, is on its own journey of discovery and self-healing and has its own challenges and learnings. So we do not say that to be abused in some way or hurt or betrayed is right. And we do not say necessarily that it is justifiable. But what we say is, I can see that the person who perpetrated this act is someone who is on their journey as well. And I can see that they are a soul struggling to do the best that they can. And I see the divinity in you, and I see that you too are a spark of the divine. And I can see that in you because I know that in myself. And I know that we all have that potential. And because I see that in you, I am able to forgive you because you did the best that you could. Now, sometimes the best may be, you know, the word best might be really pushing it. But often I found what happens is that when we, you know, sometimes things happen to us and we don't even really know the person that's done something to us, especially if they're a stranger or we were very young. We don't know what their story is. We don't know what's brought them to this point in their life. We just know the way they behave towards us. And we know the pain that we felt or the anger or whatever the emotion was. But if we do a little bit of research, you know, if we walk in the other person's shoes just for a bit, if we step into their world and start to see life from their perspective, we get an idea of the struggle in them, of perhaps why they behaved in this way, and how ultimately it wasn't about us, it was about them and their journey and their struggle. In my own life, what's really helped me to forgive is when I've seen the bigger picture, when I've actually finally seen, oh, so this person was going through this, that, and the other, and then this happened and that happened, and okay, I understand what led them to behave in this way. I don't necessarily say it's right, but I understand it. Because I understand it, I have compassion. Because I have compassion, I can then forgive you. And to get to that state of compassion, sometimes I need to sit in your world for a bit. Take myself there. Go back to what it must have been like to be you at that time doing those things. And then maybe I can forgive you. I believe on a higher level, we have chosen to experience each and every life lesson we encounter. For our growth, for our learning, our higher self has set this out for us. We've agreed to this because we needed to learn certain lessons. And I don't mean lessons as in punishments, I mean lessons as in learnings. So if that's the case, if we've chosen to experience each and every life lesson we encounter, how can we then turn around and attack the person who delivers that lesson to us? They're the messenger. They've just delivered that lesson. We may have chosen to learn empowerment. Now, how do you learn empowerment? Can it be taught? Can you go to an empowerment class and write down a crib sheet of everything that means empowerment? Empowerment is going to be unique to you. And how do we learn this lesson? Well, we learn it by having our power taken away in some way and then fighting to regain it. We learn empowerment by learning what lack of power is and then getting back into our power. Do we not? Do we not learn this very lesson by giving our power away, having it taken away, and then fighting to regain it, however long that may take? These are life lessons we're talking about. They can't take place in the mind. They take place in the body and the heart and at a soul level. I really believe when we forgive, we are giving ourselves the greatest gift of freedom we can. And we forgive to free ourselves. Not necessarily the other person. Sometimes that can be a block in forgiveness. We don't want to let the other person off the hook. We don't want to tell them that it was okay to do what they did. We don't want to say that in case they go off and do it to other people. But the thing is, we forgive to free ourselves. We forgive because we love ourselves more than the act, than the anger or hostility towards the act. We love ourselves more. We're saying, I wish to be free of all resentment towards this person and this event. And in so doing, I make space in me for something better to take its place. All that space taken up in our beautiful dreaming world, wishing ill on someone, harboring anger towards someone. Just imagine if that space was taken up with dreaming the life we wish to lead, the people we wish to have come into our lives, and the experiences we wish to have. Forgiveness comes, as I said, in its totality when we're able to walk in someone else's shoes, truly. The shoes of the one who has hurt us in some way, and then truly start to see and feel how they came to be that person who did what they did. To see life through their eyes, and then to also feel their pain, their struggle, their conflict. It leads to compassion. Because it's often not knowing why someone did what they did that causes the resentment in us, the anger, the confusion, the pain. But once we can understand it, we can start to let go. And this might take a while, there might be many processes that we go through to try and understand. We can do it through meditation. We can do it through imaginings. We do it with an open heart. Forgiveness also means that we're able to take something deeply personal less personally, and perhaps see that with someone else in our shoes, they might have been treated in the same way. It wasn't really about us, it was about the other person. We weren't to blame. And when we realize we weren't to blame, we didn't do anything that triggered this action, we're then better able to forgive ourselves, and that's incredibly healing. And it's important that we forgive ourselves, and even if we feel we were to blame, Even if we feel we did push a button, we were a trigger, we said something that perhaps it wasn't the wisest thing to say, well, then we need to be able to have compassion towards ourselves and see why we did that, and then forgive ourselves. Because if we can forgive ourselves, we can forgive anyone. In fact, sometimes I have found it's the hardest thing to forgive oneself. No, people will sit opposite me and we talk about forgiveness and they really talk about trying to forgive a partner who may have let them down in some way or a family member and doing all this work. And then you get to the core of it, and the core of it is often I allowed this to happen. The core of it is I let myself down. The core of it is I was weak, I was stupid, I was misguided. And at the core, they have not forgiven themselves. And because they have not forgiven themselves and there's such anger and hostility towards self, it then sometimes gets projected even more so onto that person and the event. If we can take the heat out of it and forgive ourselves, saying I did the best that I could in that situation, I responded in the best way that I could, then we can start to look to forgive others. Because we're now in a place of self-love and compassion. If we find ourselves stuck, if we find ourselves not moving forward in life, on some level it will be because there is this hostility in us, this unforgiveness. And so the job then in a healing, but also in our personal healing journey, is to chip away at that resistance and see what starts to flow. Because lack of forgiveness creates this stuck energy, and it can mean that we feel stuck in areas of our life, many areas, love, abundance, health. And letting go means we can allow that flow to happen again, and we can re-enter life and become active participants. And so we have to ask, how much do I want what's on the other side? You know, if it really is going to be challenging, and it probably will be, to forgive someone who has hurt you in some way, to sit in their shoes and see why they did what they did, to forgive yourself, to revisit those old wounds, we need to ask, how much do I want what's on the other side? Now, more often than not, we go on these journeys, whether they're personal or with a healer, because there's something that we really want. You know, often in healings, I will say to someone, the person sitting opposite me, what do you really want? Why are you here? What are you seeking? You know, sometimes people say, oh, I just want to feel better, or I want to feel more relaxed. And that's valid. But I ask, what do you really want? And often when you start to ask that question and really answer it, it will be fundamentals. I want more love in my life. I want to feel happier. I want to love myself. I want more abundance. I want to know why I'm here. I want to be more creative. Okay. Then we need to ask what is getting in the way of that, because there's no reason why you shouldn't have all those things. You deserve them just as much as the next person. So what is it in you that's blocking that flow? And often there will be events that we have not let go of because we could not forgive the person or the event. Sometimes we don't even want to go there. We say, look, I dealt with it, I handled it, I moved on, it doesn't bother me anymore. But if we haven't forgiven, it is still bothering you. If there is even a fraction of your time that goes in wishing that person ill, or feeling an emotion that isn't love or peace around it, then you haven't let go of it. When I say love, I mean love for yourself around it. You know, it's hard to love the person that has hurt you, but you can certainly have peace around it. There is so much... There's so much out there creatively about vengeance. You know, it makes a great film, Revenge. It makes a great book, The Path of Revenge, Lack of Forgiveness. So perhaps it's not that dramatic to watch a film or a soap opera or read a book that isn't about that, that's actually about forgiveness. I mean, it wouldn't be much of a plot, I suppose, if in some great soap the characters turned around and said, oh, do you know what, I forgive you, it's okay. You know, we wouldn't have all those twists and turns. It's dramatic. But do we want that level of drama in our lives? Truly, do we want to be living that level of drama? It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Better to witness it. Better to let our stories be the catharsis for that. Go see a film and allow that to be your vengeance. But let's not get caught up in that ourselves, because the only person ultimately that it hurts is you. Really is you. It's a chance to just undramatically get on with our lives, and in so doing, we gain power over our lives and ourselves and mastery. There are many rituals that we can do as well for forgiveness, and I'll often share these in healings. But on the most basic level, we can set an intention on a daily basis that we wish to forgive this person or that event, and we can also send out a prayer for forgiveness. You know, dear Mother, Father, God, dear Spirit, dear Great Mystery, the Great Unseen, dear Universe, Cosmos, whatever you wish to term that great force, help me to forgive this person, this event, and let go of all resentments. Help me to see the bigger learning in all this, and to view through the eyes of compassion, and in so doing, get ever closer to my communion with my highest self, and with all that is truly of love. Help me to forgive. It's a very simple prayer. It's a very simple intention. We can set that every day. You can go to your sacred space, light a candle, leave an offering perhaps, go out in nature and leave an offering, and ask Spirit to help you forgive. Help me to forgive. I'm finding it difficult. Please help me to let go of my resentment, my anger, my sadness, my grief. Please help me to forgive. Forgiveness will set us free. Truly, it will set us free. There are a couple of meditations that have helped me, truly, truly helped me, actually, on the path of forgiveness, and I've seen really powerful results with them, with healing journeys and healing sessions that I've been involved in. So if forgiveness is something that you wish to embark on, I would gently urge you to have a look at the website under the MP3 section, and the inner forgiveness meditation and the forgiveness meditation. Both of those are really powerful. Look, they may not resonate with you, and that's fine. Seek meditations that will resonate with you. There's plenty out there, but it's great inner work to do, actually, in a meditative state, because then we're letting our higher self, our hearts, engage in the process, and we're not coming at it from our limited, wounded self. It's the wounded child in us as well that needs acknowledging, and forgiveness helps release that child as well from its prison. You can find these meditations on the website on www.sacredspacehealing.org. That's www.sacredspacehealing.org, all one word. I wish you well on your journey of forgiveness. May it bring you freedom. May it bring you self-love. And may it release you from the shackles that bind you, because only you can truly do that. So till the next time, so be it. So it is.